Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking with the directors of the committees for the American Guild of Organists Regional Conventions. Today is March 1st, 2015. We'll be learning about the convention for the Southeast Region, formerly Region 4, which will be held in Charlotte, North Carolina. In addition to our special guest, we'll have music from some of the artists or instruments featured at this convention. The convention begins Wednesday, July 1st, and joining me from Charlotte is the director of the convention committee, Timothy Belk. Hello, Timothy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And thanks for joining us on today's program so we can learn about the Southeast Regional Convention. Let's start with the schedule. What can attendees expect?
The convention begins on Wednesday, July 1st, and concludes on Independence Day, July 4th. What conferees can expect to have is a jam-packed working convention with an all-inclusive fee that includes the conference transportation, lunch daily, dinner daily, and a closing brunch on Saturday before we depart. Over the course of the convention, we will hear 5 public concerts and recitals. We will include 2 worship services and 15 seminars that qualify for continuing education credit for school teachers who need additional certification hours or students who need summer elective credits. All of that certification is made available through Winthrop University without charge to the conferee.
Can those credits be used at any university?
Yes, they are designed to be accepted at any accredited college or university.
Let's start by talking about the concerts. Who is playing and where?
On Wednesday evening, we began by traveling to Winthrop University, where we hear Olivier Latrie from Notre Dame in Paris open the recital series for the convention. Our convention host, Michael Barone, will conduct a 15-minute live interview before the concert and will perform on the beautifully restored Aeolian Skinner organ in Burns Auditorium. A highlight of that particular concert will be an improvisation based on a theme prepared by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Ned Roram. On Wednesday, after, of course, the recital, we will enjoy a champagne reception, and our Thursday schedule opens with morning worship at Providence United Methodist Church, which features the Aeolian Skinner organ from the Lincoln Center in Washington. It has been beautifully restored by Phil Parkey and installed and that lovely colonial sanctuary. The opening worship will feature the presiding officiant, William Bradley Roberts, the liturgist, Mary Louise Bringle. The performing choir is the Clover Choraleers, who has been featured many times on PBS Network from Clover, South Carolina. And the organist is Robert McCormick from St. Paul's West K Street in Washington. That service will also feature a newly commissioned hymn concertato by Richard Webster for brass and organ. On Thursday afternoon, we will hear a wonderful choral presentation by the Atlanta Master Chorale with Eric Nelson, conductor. And a highlight of that event will be a newly commissioned work by David Conti. So that will be the world premiere of this new choral work for SATB choir and organ. Later that evening, we will hear Herndon Spielman play the new Fisk organ at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in a short Vespers program, followed by dinner, and then a recital by Jack Michener of Mercer University at Myers Park Baptist Church on the beautifully restored Aeolian Skinner organ, followed by an outdoor reception. And on Friday morning, we began with a recital by Renee Ann Lepret at the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. Friendship Missionary houses the largest pipe organ installed in a congregation primarily comprised of African Americans. The organ was built by Rifati. And then Friday evening, we will hear Stephen Tharp play at Covenant Presbyterian Church on a large organ built by Alien Skinner and also a Schlicker organ. These organs are played from one console. The Schlicker is in the back of the sanctuary, high above the nave. And of course, the Alien Skinner is in the chancel. Those are the primary concerts for the conference.
I see there are some post-convention concerts as well. Tell me about those.
Yes, on Independence Day, we will have a closing worship experience, again led by William Bradley Roberts, Mary Louise Bringle. The service organist will be Harry Huff, and the featured choir will be Young Voices of the Carolinas, conducted by Sandy Holland. It will feature a commission by Helen Kemp for children's choir and organ. We will enjoy a brunch on the lawn following worship, and during the course of our brunch time, Linda Dezuras will play a carillon recital, and that will be the last official event of the convention. On Sunday evening, Dexter Kennedy, who has just won the Shark competition, will play a post-convention recital at Myers Park United Methodist Church on their Aeolian Skinner organ at 7 o'clock in the evening.
My interview with Southeastern Regional Convention Director Timothy Belk will continue in a moment. Let's listen right now to one of the organists who will be performing at the convention. Olivier Latrie is one of the three titular organists at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. He is also professor of organ at the Paris Conservatory of Music and organist emeritus with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra in Canada. Among his many accolades, he was presented with the International Performer of the Year Award by the New York City chapter of the American Guild of Organists in April 2009. Olivier Latrie will help open the convention by performing Wednesday, July 1st at Burns Auditorium at Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina. This selection features Olivier Latrie performing on the 1864 Cavell Call pipe organ at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, this is the Adagio and Fugue in C minor. You're listening to At the Organ. My guest today is Timothy Belk, director of the Southeast Regional Convention of the American Guild of Organists. Let's talk about the workshops and the seminars at the convention and some college courses.
We have worked very hard to create a course of study just for students by the name of Ann and Robert Stegall Student Academy. And 20 matriculating college students with at least an elective in organ study may apply for the academy. The cost is $200. Convention housing will be provided for them in the official convention hotel. And over the course of the convention, in addition to attending all of these concerts and recitals that we have just mentioned, they will have master classes with Renee Ann Lepret and Jack Michener. In addition to that, there are 15 other seminars. Some of those will be presented by Mary Louise Bringle, Jonathan Easter, Jess Eschbach, Mark Glazer, Harry Huff, Robert Bernie Skeen, Margaret Mueller, Robert McCormick, Sally Ann Morris, Eric Nelson, Dorothy Papadakis, William Bradley Roberts, Patrick Scott, and Jacqueline Yost. Of special interest are four improvisation seminars that are non-cumulative that will take place at Myers Park United Methodist Church. Some of those seminars include teaching basic improvisation within the form of a choral prelude. Dorothy Papadakis will share the art of developing a jazz improvisation technique for use in the context of worship. She will also introduce us to accompanying silent film. And Patrick Scott, who won our most recent national competition on improvisation, will demonstrate free improvisation on an improvisational theme, which will be provided by the participants. Other workshops include Kavai Cole, the music he inspired, Building Monumental Ministries Within Small Faith Communities, led by William Bradley Roberts of the Seminary in Alexandria, Virginia, Clergy and Musicians as Partners in Mission. Something else that's unique to the convention, Charlotte is home to Christ Lutheran Church, which is the largest Lutheran congregation in the Carolinas. Mark Glazer, the director of music there, will lead an interesting workshop called Emerging Technologies and Varied Worship Styles. He will demonstrate the use of musical, lighting, instrumental, and video techniques in a variety of worship styles with choir, singing, and instrumental ensembles. It's a beautiful facility to demonstrate a more contemporary or blended style of worship. Something else that's unique to the convention is a choral reading session hosted by the Renaissance Singers of Charlotte and Eric Nelson. Unlike other reading sessions where we all go and sit and read through a collection of anthems, we will observe Eric Nelson preparing the Renaissance Singers to sing through his reading packet. So we're actually learning something as we're watching him work with a choir. And as an added bonus, at no expense to the conferees, everyone will receive a complimentary reading packet with their registration materials upon arrival.
Now, what have you done to try to give attendees a unique experience in Charlotte?
All of our artists and presenters have some major link to having studied in the French school. That is the focus of our convention. But primarily, our major effort has been to provide an affordable opportunity that includes so many different things that are usually add-ons to a convention. For example, we worked very hard with our convention hotel, Omni Hotel Charlotte, to negotiate a rate that included breakfast as well as the unexpected taxes that are typically applied with hospitality tax. So the rates are all inclusive. And that has resulted in significant savings for our conferees. Every night as well, there is a reception, a lavish reception, after all of our recitals and concerts. A reality for our conferees, we have exerted great effort in our circle of friends. We have navigated quite a course of fundraising over the last 2 years. On our website, you will find the circle of friends, you'll find some familiar corporate donors, and you'll find lots of private donors who have made this a reality for people on even a modest budget. We've worked hard to underwrite the cost of the actual program so that the conferees, through their fee, are paying for transportation and meals.
Have you had any particularly challenging aspects of putting this convention together?
Charlotte is one of the largest banking centers in the country, so it is difficult to navigate hosting a convention of this magnitude in a city like Charlotte that is so busy with its on-tourism market. Charlotte is in the center of the Piedmont Plateau. In the west, you have the mountains. In the east, you have the coastal plain. So things are always busy there. And one of our greatest challenges has been organizing the transportation so that the ongoing day-to-day traffic of Charlotte does not hinder us running successful and on-time schedule for the conferee.
You know, it's great to be able to use today's technology in these conferences.
Absolutely, and at least two of these public concerts will be streamed live from the convention website and also from the national AGO website, which is agohq.org, agohq.org. For example, both the concerts of Stephen Tharp and Dexter Kennedy are currently slated to be streamed live. We will make every effort to stream the concert of Olivier Latree, if at all possible. We are, of course, most grateful to have Michael Barone as our official convention host. He will be with us throughout the entire convention until Friday evening. He will have to leave moments before Stephen Tharp begins to play to honor a previous commitment to a National Independence event in Washington over the 4th. But we are most grateful to have Michael Barone with us for our convention. This will be the first regional convention he has hosted on behalf of the American Guild of Organists.
For those who don't know about it, tell us about the regional competition at this year's convention.
Like all other regional conventions, we will also host the RICIO, the Regional Competition for Young Organists, which is sponsored by Quimby Pipe Organ Company. But something that is unique to the Charlotte Convention is the fact that we will host National Competition on Improvisation semifinals, and that will be held at First United Methodist Church on Wednesday, July 1, prior to the opening of the convention. That is a public competition event.
You mentioned an early bird registration fee. Can you tell us about that?
That's correct. Our fees do not increase until April 1, and even so after that date, increase modestly at a rate of $50. Also, public concert tickets will go on sale later this month through an organization in Charlotte. Links will be available from the official convention website, and they can be purchased separately for someone who may not be able to attend the conference, but simply will be traveling through Charlotte over the course of the Independence holiday. They can certainly take advantage of any of these five public concerts.
Is there anything else you would like attendees to know about this year's regional convention?
Please visit the convention website at agocharlotte2015.org, agocharlotte2015.org. We are always anxious for people to peruse the site. They can download a full-color brochure, which includes the complete schedule. They can register online from our website. And if they don't have access to a computer in the home, we have designed a mobile app with the same address, and all of these features are available from the iPhone or the smartphone.
I will wrap up my interview with Southeastern Regional Convention Director Timothy Belk in just a moment. Let's listen to another of the organists who'll be performing at the convention. Dr. Jack Michener has recently been appointed director of the Townsend McAfee Institute of Church Music, associate professor of organ at the Townsend School of Music, and university organist at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia. He also serves as organist choir master at the historic Christ Episcopal Church, also in Macon. Dr. Michener will be performing at Myers Park Baptist Church in Charlotte for the convention, as well as serving as a presenter. The organ he's playing in this selection was built in 1800 by Tannenberg Organ Builders and was installed at the Home Moravian Church in Old Salem, North Carolina. From 2003 to 2004, the organ was thoroughly restored to its 1800 condition by Taylor and Booty and was placed in the newly constructed visitor center in Old Salem. Composed by Bernardo Paschini, this is Toccata in D minor.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Is there anything else you would like attendees to know about this year's regional convention?
Please visit the convention website at agocharlotte2015.org. agocharlotte2015.org. We are always anxious for people to peruse the site. They can download a full-color brochure, which includes the complete schedule. They can register online from our website. And if they don't have access to a computer in the home, we have designed a mobile app with the same address, and all of these features are available from the iPhone or the smartphone.
We have been talking with Timothy Belk, director of the American Guild of Organists 2015 Southeast Regional Convention, to be held in Charlotte, North Carolina this summer. Convention starts July 1st, runs through July 4th. The convention website is agocharlotte2015.org, and there you can find out more details about the convention. You can register to attend, register to be an exhibitor, get information on ads for the program book. And don't forget, April 1st is the deadline for the early bird registration. The fees go up after the 1st, so act quickly so you can attend this convention. I would like to thank Timothy Belk for being on our program today, and thank you for listening to our show. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.